USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has finished up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they should dismiss the case.
The Constitution requires it. Justice demands it.
The Q&A portion of the trial comes next. Following that, the debate over witnesses like John Bolton. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath and be cross-examined by you.
But Trump attorney Pat Cipollone says after the Q&A, they should acquit the president.
We urge the Senate to reject these articles of impeachment for all of the reasons we have given you.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Today's agreement is a historic opportunity for the Palestinians to finally achieve an independent state of their very own. After 70 years of little progress, this could be the last opportunity they will ever have.
President Trump is again trying to work toward Middle East peace, proposing the creation of a Palestinian state.
We are asking the Palestinians to meet the challenges of peaceful coexistence.
The peace plan significantly shrinks Palestinian territory in the West Bank from what it looked like on maps before 1967. Existing Jewish settlements would be annexed by Israel. An underground tunnel would then connect Gaza with the rest of the new state of Palestine. In addition, Israeli land on the border with Egypt would be ceded to the Palestinians for high-tech manufacturing, farming, and housing. Palestinians protested the plan. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas reacted with, quote, 1,000 no's. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Kobe Bryant is heading for the Basketball Hall of Fame on the fast track. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo announcing that Bryant will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. The Los Angeles Lakers legend was nominated for the 2020 class back in December alongside Muggsy Bogues, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Hardaway. In honor of Bryant's untimely tragic death, the traditional voting process for him will be bypassed, sending him straight to Springfield, Massachusetts. HOF officials say the other inductees will be announced in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China's coronavirus outbreak is continuing to spread. The nation's death toll is now 132, and the number of confirmed cases in the country is now nearly 6,000. In the U.S., precautionary measures are also expanding, with 15 more airports screening passengers from some countries for that virus. The entire Chinese city of Wuhan is on lockdown, and tens of millions of people are in a quarantine-like state. So far, that has never been done before. President Trump is considering banning all flights between the U.S. and China. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.